we're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio, and here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's go start again. I'm coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but goddamn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's the last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is, that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Haven't heard that in a while. I love Casey Kasem. Hey, freaks, it's Thursday, January 24th, 2008. Coming up on the program today, Attack of the Piss Hammer, plus blow torching your house down, and Jesus-sanctioned fuck lessons. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson with you. This is The Distorted View Show. Thank you guys so much for checking out the Thursday podcast. You remember a few days ago on the program when I told you, fuck American Idol, my new favorite show is Celebrity Rehab? Well, fuck Celebrity Rehab. I've got a new favorite show. It's a little program I like to call The Moment of Truth. I haven't even seen it yet, and it's my favorite show. The promos are enough to make me love the fucking program. If they just run the 30-second ads for a half an hour, I'd be happy. I'm sure most of you guys by now know about the program because they've been heavily promoting it during American Idol. And as a matter of fact, yesterday it was on after American Idol. And I'm recording the show before, so I haven't actually seen the program yet. I'm assuming, you know, in the next couple days I'll have some clips for you. But I do have the promo. Now, this is really more for my overseas listeners or people living under fucking rocks or something that don't know about this show. But it sounds genius. Here's the idea. They strap you to a lie detector, ask you horrible questions, and if you answer truthfully, then you get lots of money. Come on, that's perfect. Like they'll ask questions like, have you ever cheated on your wife? Do you secretly hate black people? You know, just great stuff. It's explosive TV is what it is. And of course, I am an asshole, and I'm just eating this shit up. I have a promo here for the show. Now, a lot of the ads that have been being run on the TV, they'll show you some of the questions they're asking, but not a lot of the answers, because obviously they want to save that. But this promo actually has a few people responding to questions. Let's take a listen.
Once in a while, something comes along that's so controversial, you just have to watch.
I just can't believe this seems like one of those television shows where there would be just a huge uproar and it would be canceled before it even premieres. You know what I mean? Like, do you remember that show on ABC where they were like gonna put weird families living next to each other, like a KKK member next to a black family, and make them get along or something? That show was pulled.
Do you really care about the starving children in Africa?
I'm hoping, now I don't know who this is, like the person on the seat, but I'm hoping it's some sort of like beauty pageant winner.
You just have to watch.
Do you really care about the starving children in Africa?
Get ready for the moment of truth.
No, I don't.
Oh, I love it. Of course you don't care about the starving children in Africa. No one does. You know what I mean? People say it, but they don't, you know.
Ordinary people.
Congrats, you deserve the $500,000. And I was just talking to Joey today about the show. We're both really excited about it. And if I was on the show, I would be the most hated person in America. You heard how the studio audience responded when the chick said that she didn't care about the children of Africa. I mean, no one in that audience does. I guarantee you, no one's given a dollar a day to fucking Sally Struthers for those kids. You know what I mean? But they're not strapped to a lie detector, so they can pretend to be appalled. I should try to contact someone and get hooked up to a lie detector and make them ask me horrible questions. That would be a great segment on the show. All right, let's see what else happens here.
Children in Africa.
Oh, get
no.
ready for the moment
Sorry.
Of truth.
No, I don't.
Ordinary people subjected to the most extensive lie detector test.
There's an even better one here in a second.
Imaginable.
Do you think you will still be married to your husband 5 years from now?
Pass the test.
Cut to a woman crying.
And win a fortune.
Have you had enough?
Their world's not coming to an end.
Have you ever touched a female co-worker inappropriately?
But for these people...
Yes.
It's gonna feel like it.
That's why you sleep on the couch.
Could you face the moment of...
This show is gonna ruin more fucking lives, and I couldn't be happier. Oh, I can't wait. Tomorrow on the program, I'll give you a full rundown. Now, before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news, of course, I have a couple pieces of audio for you. Sideshow members will know Alexis K. Tyler has been, branching out. Not only is she talking about pussy power, she's also cooking pussy power. Yeah, she has a cooking segment now on YouTube. And she's even branched further out with an axe. Holy shit. Racist.
Please support the United Negro College Fund.
I meant, of course, to say Ask Alexis segment, where people can write in questions, and Alexis will talk about them. And the first question that Alexis got in this new segment is a guy who was talking about using marijuana while having sex. Apparently, marijuana, to him, enhanced the experience. So here is Alexis reading part of the question, and then her answer.
We only use marijuana once in a while, but the last time we used it, we had... reached our sexual groove, and when I closed my eyes in coital bliss, I saw myself speeding towards the sun through a vast Jesus. Cosmos as I penetrated her deeper, and the closer I got to the climax, the faster I sped towards that sun.
That must have been some good fucking shit, man. He's flying through the cosmos, he's so high.
While others cues added different phenomena to the scenery.
What?
Like when she bit me, or scratched down my back, or grasped, or whispered my name, I saw stars exploding into cosmos dust as each of her orgasms, each contraction of her vagina.
It makes my sex seem so boring.
Changed the arrangement.
Ain't no stars exploding.
Of the planets that surrounded me. Girl, you ever heard some shit like that?
I think they still high. That's a heck of an email. They are still high.
That's the camera woman, by the by.
They are still high.
It said the sensation was hard to...
I kind of like her more than the mother.
Describe. It was not cold and lonely or bleak cosmos. It was distant and intimate at the same time. I hear you, boy.
So that's a man right now.
It's a man right now, girl. He deep.
That's a little suspect.
What you say? You don't think it's a man writing it?
Man ain't that deep.
There's some men all that deep. That boy said when he went into that girl pussy, he seen some stars and the cosmos and the sky. Said he went deeper in her, and said he was so deep up in it, he felt it when that girl vagina started expanding and contracting and talking to him like that. He said he felt it and said it went deeper into another world.
It was the drugs talking.
Boy, I sure wish I had some dick to go up in my shit and made me feel like I was damn...
This is when Alexis really shows you how desperate she is to get laid.
Boy, I sure wish I had some dick to go up in my shit and made me feel like I was damn popping in and out of another damn world. Why y'all can't do that to me? I ain't never had that kind of...
Right now she's speaking to the men of the world. Men of the world, why can't you do that to me?
Why y'all can't do that to me? I ain't never had that kind of shit.
Going to magic store.
I'm trying to talk about spiritual and sexual experiences, how we need to have them.
They magic sticks that can do that.
No.
Yes, they are.
I don't want no magic stick. I want a magic dick to know how to go all up in my world and open and take me into galaxies without doing that shit, though.
All right, I just want to play a couple more seconds. This is where Alexis is sort of explaining why marijuana is good for sex, but she gets a little too... hippy-dippy cosmos about the moon and the stars and the this and the that.
And it does help open up your senses. It opens up your spiritual level. It opens up your chakras. It opens up your auric field. And we actually think we hallucinate. We call it hallucinations, but it's really not a hallucination. What you think you see, what you think you feel, what you think you're experiencing, you really are outside of the matrix. So you're moving outside of the box. The box that tells us that this is real and that is not. You're actually tapping
matrix.
Into the etheric memory. You're tapping into even some of the Akashic space that transcends the physical third dimensional.
I'm out. She's talking fucking crazy. That's the thing about Alexis we haven't really explored yet. She's really into, like, the chakras and the orcas and the Puccinis and the Portobello. I don't know. All sorts of weird shit. KSW, keep Scientology working. I got one more piece of audio before we get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news. Ben sent this in to me. It's a clip of some people having sex, apparently. It's an amateur video. Yeah, he's fucking her in the ass and wants to ease into some anal action, although she doesn't seem that enthused. Because they just met, after all.
Is that allowed?
I love that. Are you going to allow it?
Is that allowed?
I just met you. I can't see your fingers in my ass. No, let's see.
Really? I think that's entirely appropriate for a first date. Although she shuts him down, she clamps down on her anus, she leaves a little room open.
Fuck me, kiss you a little bit more. See if you deserve to fuck my ass.
Oh. She needs to see if you're worthy of tapping her ass. By the way, I love how she's kind of a prude, but there was still no condoms used. You can give her gonorrhea vaginally. She don't want no nasty anal warts. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, fucked up news right now. Just a quick reminder, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up now. $5 a month or $50 a year, superfreaksideshow.com. You get full access to the DVR archives, plus extended shows, exclusive shows, video casts. Okay, there was supposed to be one posted yesterday. I'm working on it still. Got a big zit that I don't want shown on cam. Sure. Yes, video cast, exclusive shows, extended shows, full access to the DVR archives, plus all sorts of other stupid exclusives. You can check it out all right now if you sign up, superfreaksideshow.com. You sign up, your username and password are automatically sent to you, and you're good to go, superfreaksideshow.com. All right, first story we have for you today. These are all relatively short, so we should be out of here pretty quickly. Comes from Lima, Ohio. It's just a couple hours away from me. A man using a propane torch to thaw a frozen water pipe inadvertently set fire to his house on Monday. Yes, that's pretty much exactly what this idiot did. Yes, he set fire to his house on Monday. John Miller Sr. was working with the propane torch in a crawl space when a wall caught fire, filling the house with smoke. Miller, who managed to flee the home before the firefighters arrived, said the flames of the propane torch had been on the water pipe for only a few minutes. Quote, "I've done it 100 times and I've never had a problem," Miller said. Damages to the house were in the thousands of dollars. Oh. Yes. Oh. Okay, all right. Kind of insensitive. And nowadays, I mean, we've read about so many crazy things in the news. A story like this shouldn't really be on the show. It was a slow news day. So what? He set his fucking house on fire with a blowtorch. Excuse for me to use burning down the house and burn baby burn. Little disco inferno. Miller added, "You have a hard enough time, and then something like this happens." Oh, I hope he was elderly. All right, second story we have for you today. Let's hope this one's a little bit better. This one comes from Marietta, Georgia. A man remains in the Cobb County Jail today, charged with killing another man with a hammer. Peter Gabriel, do you want to take this one? What kind of hammer was it? Thank you, Peter. Authorities say 36-year-old Dennis Freeman, who lived in Pickens County, was killed at a firewood lot where he was working. Freeman's brother, Michael Freeman, says the suspect, Roger Brown, was urinating near a dumpster near the lot on Friday. He says Brown became enraged when the lot's owner asked him to stop. Well, I would be aggravated too. Don't talk to me in mid-piss. It just distracts me. Wait until I'm done, then confront me. I'm pee shy as it is. If someone interrupts me and I lose it, there's no way I'm going to get it back. Same way with boners. Like a frightened deer. No sudden movements. The turtle goes back in its shell. Ew. All right, he says Brown became enraged when the lot's owner asked him to stop. Witnesses told police Brown walked away and then came back a few minutes later with a hammer. Authorities say Brown hit Freeman over the head and killed him. Damn it, I wish I had a song to play here. Oh, wait. Let me take that last line again. Witnesses told police Brown walked away and he came back a few minutes later with a hammer. Authorities say Brown hit Freeman over the head and killed him. Oh, Katrina can make everything okay, along, of course, with the waves. Let's not forget the waves. Brown is charged with murder in the death. So there you go. Final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Florida, our most fucked up state.
I said it. You just probably couldn't hear me. I was whispering. Yes, this comes from Jacksonville, Florida. Sexually themed billboards have shocked some drivers traveling on Blanding Boulevard in Clay County. But more surprising than the billboards themselves is what they're advertising. A church. Of course. However, that's certainly not what the billboards are promoting. They're promoting a series of sermons called Pure Sex God's Way at New Life Fellowship in Orange Park. Quote, "You're sure a church put that there? I think they need to change the sign," said a passerby. The billboards has raised eyebrows among drivers, but that's the idea of the church hoping to draw people into their Sunday morning service. "It's a little provocative, but it doesn't bother me any," one driver said. A pastor of New Life Fellowship, Bob Morrow, said the billboards promote a series of sermons at the church concerning the role of sex in Christian life. "I can't think of anything more bland or probably boring than these sermons. Look, I'm not going to get sex advice from a fucking preacher. I want my sex tips coming from dirty, filthy whores who, you know, who know their way around a bed or a dinner table or the backseat of a 1987 Buick LeSabre. The role of sex in, like, a Christian outlook is to procreate. That's it. The end. Boring, missionary, no oral. Come on. That's no way to live. I don't think there's going to be any ass-licking tips during the sermon. We're giving people the way God we're giving people the way God created sex for us and what his intentions for sex are. It seems like the world has lost its value of sex nowadays. Really? I don't think so. Every day there's something new and wonderful to try, thanks to Distorted View's bizarre sex terms. See? There's a whole world out there this guy probably doesn't know about. I could teach him a thing or two. A little something called the pink sock, sir. Look it up. Yes. It seems like nowadays the world has lost its value of sex. STDs are up, divorce is up, and we just want to show them God has designed sex. He wants us to have great sex, but he wants us to have it in parameters. Oh, God. The pastor told... Oh, he means, like, safe words. Calamity! Calamity! That's my safe word. Alright, I think that's what he meant by parameters. Probably not. Yes, he wants us to have great sex, but he wants us to have it in his parameters. The pastor told WJXT-TV that the billboard campaign has been working for the new church, which started just months ago next to a pizza parlor. With the recent boost in numbers, he said the church has begun looking to buy land for a new site. "We've had a great turnout at church just from the billboards alone. See? Sex sells." Finally, churches are getting the message. A few negative comments, but it seems like you do anything outside the box where a church is related, and you're going to have the pros and cons with it, Morrow said. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, let's check in with my freaky deekios.
And it's Andre's listener from New York. I was just wondering, whatever happened to the Meet the Freak section, and if you were ever going to bring that back?
Or anything else
from the old shows you had?
Meet the Freak section. Yeah, a long time ago I had a little photo gallery up of pictures of freaks who listened to the show. I might start that up again. That's not a bad idea. I like to see some of you guys. See what you look like. Ugh. Maybe we'll set up like a Hot or Not section.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt. I am here. I was just wondering.
Oh, I get it. It's the Fat Man. It's the new Fat Man.
Hey, Tim. It's Matt. I am here.
Fucking disgusting. You see this guy? I'm a slob.
I'm surprised by how many people actually sound like Cheryl Murkowski.
See my penis? Because I can't see.
I know, your penis.
That's a great thing about the new Fat Man videos. If you look at them on YouTube, I think his username is Keg Pony. But the great thing is, a lot of times he'll be wearing like just like a skimpy underwear, but you can't even tell because his fat is like engulfing it. It's disturbing.
Hey, Tim, this is Aaron.
Hi.
Brand new listener from Shithole, ooh, Iowa. I just, brand new sideshow member, I mean.
Oh.
Anyway, I was wondering, have you ever heard of something called the Darwin Awards? It's for people who remove themselves from the gene pool in enormously stupid ways.
Yes.
That does not just include killing yourself, that also includes removing your reproductive capability, such as somebody who cuts off their balls and puts it in a blender.
Oh.
Anyway, hope you heard of it. If not, hope you mentioned it.
Did some guy actually do that? If so, link, please. Better yet, video, please. Putting your balls in a blender. Some sort of crazy Jack LaLanne bullshit.
Hey, Tim, this is Nate the Whore calling. Hey, I just want to let you know two things. The first thing is, did you know that Hot Dog and Jumbo were actually two shows?
Yes.
Yeah.
I did know that.
The second thing is...
Wing was on an episode.
I know someone that you had sex with, and they've got AIDS. So, pretty serious. But don't worry. I just saved a bunch of money on my car insurance by switching to Geico.
That would be a good commercial. Get people listening.
Tim fucking Henson. You perverted dick fucking motherfucker.
All right.
Hey, guys, Kevin.
So far, everything you said is true.
Hey, guys, Kevin. And I am a totally blind person.
Oh, no. Here we go.
And I just...
What is he going to be upset with me about today? Is it going to be that I don't make the podcast blind-friendly? Which, quite frankly, it's a fucking audio show. You can't get more blind-friendly than that. I bet you it's going to be about either registering for the sideshow. It's hard on him because PayPal, something or other with blind people, or the message board.
Your show where you were advocating beating blind people with hockey... fucking
sick. Oh, wait a second. This might be good. I might have been wrong here, freaks. Let's
and
hear
I'm
him out.
A totally blind person. And I just listened to your show where you were advocating beating blind people with hockey fucking stick shit.
Did I say that? Wow. I'm a dick.
I tell you what, guy. I have been nominated to call you and let you know that we are organizing. We're coming after your fucking ass. Have you never seen Kung Fu? Do you not know and not remember or not realize that Grasshopper's sensei was totally blind? We can do that shit, motherfucker.
Yeah, well, guess what, idiot? I'm going to buy myself, like, 5 or 10 tape recorders and tape record my voice and leave them all over the place on play. You won't know where the hell I really am. Am I over here? Or am I over here? Why am I over here? You don't know. Because you're fucking blind and you can't see. I've outsmarted the blinds. That's all the time we got on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. It's an oh god. Yes. Yes, fat people repulse me. Vote for us. Oh, can't wait for that show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley. Subscribe via iTunes. Dig us on dig.com, and we will see you back tomorrow with a big Friday show. Until then, you guys have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I want to change my butthole.
What?
I want to change my butthole.
Okay.